Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson. It is officially the start of the second quarter. This episode, we're going to talk about seven steps to help you regroup when you didn't meet your financial goals. Don't worry, I also did not meet some of the goals that I set for myself. And so I wanted to talk about what I'm going to do to kind of regroup and start fresh and some of the things that you can do as well. Michelle is money hungry. Michelle Jackson learned everything about money the hard way. She cut $13,500 from her overinflated annual budget and learned how to make more money outside of her 9-to-5. At the end of 2014, she decided to embrace lifestyle design and kicked her job to the curb so that she could help others and manage her own health and wellness. This podcast shares the tips and tricks Michelle uses to cut her expenses, pay off debt, make money online, and still live the same quality of life before she quit her job. Learn from different personal finance experts that Michelle has met along the way. Grab your Network Your Way to More Money 15-day challenge in the show notes and get started on growing your community and money today. And if you're looking to create a new business website or blog, use SiteGround as your new website's hosting home. I've decided to break up with HostGator and Bluehost and move to SiteGround. I'm a proud affiliate and I'm excited to experience faster site speeds and great customer service. Check out the show notes for more information on SiteGround. Enjoy the show. Okay, it's Monday, 2018. I was planning on sharing an interview that I already have recorded, but I think that interview will be shared on next Monday. That will be with Dr. Jen, part of my 7-year ditch series about inspirational financial stories where people ditched their debt to the curb, but it took 7 years versus like 2 months. I kind of want to give a shout out to the people who have longer financial journeys. I think it's really important to share what that is like because not everyone is able to accelerate their debt freedom, their debt repayment. So the episode with Dr. Jen will be shared next week, and I'm really excited about that. So this week we're talking about regrouping when you don't meet your financial goals. And, you know, at the beginning of the new year, it's especially tricky because things never work out the way that you imagine. You get so excited. You're so gung-ho. It's a new year, new energy. And then a lot of times things just kind of fall flat, similar to setting New Year's resolutions. One of the things that I've noticed with people who make a lot of financial changes and just things start to happen, especially in the blogging space, is Q2 and Q3 are really pivotal. And I think the reason for that is the following. There are no holidays. There are no distractions. The daylight savings time has changed. All the weird little things that kind of trip you up are done. The days are longer and it's just easier to focus. The holidays are gone. And so this is that time that I really want to talk about focusing on getting your financial goals going, especially if you started running the race, your debt to the curb and save more money and none of that really happened. Don't get discouraged. You probably have a lot to learn from what you did in the first 3 months of the year. And so I wanted to kind of talk to you about that. And in my case, there were certain things that I decided to do and certain things that I've decided to break up with. And so I'm going to share that with you as I share these 7 steps that can help you regroup and get your financial goals going for 2018. The first thing is take a step back and look at the big picture. Sometimes there are other things going on that are distracting you from achieving your goals. So it could be something that is outside of what you've done. So I had a family issue come up, and I'm going to be honest, it was really frustrating. I'm not going to get into it. I don't even want to, but it really took some mental energy to wrap my head around it and kind of just be like, okay, and then just keep going. But it took me a minute, if you know what I mean. So I had to kind of look at how that situation may or may not affect my personal finances. And it was very frustrating, but it is what it is. And I just have to keep on trucking. The next thing you need to do is look at what worked for you during the past 3 months, because I'm sure that there was one thing, maybe one thing that you did that had a positive result. It may have been a little positive result, but it was a positive result. So it could be something as simple as you started doing side hustles. It could be something as simple as you decided to focus on a certain kind of side hustle. My point is, really take the time this week or today, you know, you don't have to drag it out, to figure out what was that one thing that you felt really good about doing that helped you achieve your goal or move towards achieving a goal. So take that time to really review what did work. For me, what worked was simplifying my life. So I just found that I was making some things a little more complicated than they needed to be. And as you know, I've mentioned that I'm not traveling this year on purpose because it really distracted me. It was really difficult to focus. The other thing I decided was I had begun doing a live streaming challenge. I was going to do a daily live stream for the whole year. I did it for 3 months. And at the end of 3 months, I was like, I love live streaming and I love how this can be helpful to other people, but it felt very forced when I had to do it every single day. So I'm going to return to live streaming and I'm very excited about it, but I'm going to do it in a way that is very authentic and just doesn't feel forced and will be a lot more helpful, I think, to the people that I'm trying to help. Look at what didn't work and stop doing it. So one of the things that I've written about recently on the blog is that I'm kicking side hustles to the curb. I'm an entrepreneur. And with entrepreneurship, it's really interesting because there is a point, for many entrepreneurs, you're going to side hustle for a while as you build up your business. And what I noticed was for the amount that I was making doing the side hustles, it just didn't make sense because of the amount of time that they took, not to focus on a different, like building up a different revenue stream, which would help me grow my business in general. So I've made the decision to grow my freelance writing revenue stream. Now, for friends of mine, you know that freelance writing makes me crazy. It's not the writing that makes me crazy, it's the business side that makes me crazy. For me, I get a little irritated when I feel like I have to run after my money when I've done what you've asked me to do. And so one of the things I've come to understand about that situation is you probably need to have 3 times the number of clients in your pocket, if you will, so that if you have clients who kind of just, they're like, poof, they're kind of gone, then you don't get weird on them. Like you could just be like, whatever, I'm replacing you and I'm going to keep on trucking. So I'm in the process of pitching for more freelance writing clients. I don't really care if it's ghostwriting or if it has a byline. I do, if it's a big like website, I'd love to have at least 1 or 2 bylines, but then if it's ghostwritten, I don't really care. I'm just trying to make money. I really enjoy freelance writing, but again, it's that back end, the business part where I feel like people don't communicate as well. That drives me crazy. So I had to figure out what are the things that I can do to kind of circumvent that and not deal with it and not have it get on my nerves. But the fact of the matter is, side hustling really has become distracting as I build my business. And if I can do something in an hour that will make the same amount of money that 2 days of side hustling would make, it makes no sense to keep doing the side hustle. So I've kicked side hustles to the curb and I'm phasing that out and should be done by the end of April. And actually, I'm kind of looking forward to it. So there you go. I can't think of anything else that didn't really work. I think the side hustles in general, sorry about the noise. I just think the side hustles became a real distraction from building my business. And I had some other really cool things come up that I couldn't focus on that would create business revenue because I was side hustling. So bye-bye side hustles. The next thing, which kind of makes sense, is make more money. So in order to meet most financial goals, you probably need to just be making more money. And as a person who has struggled with under-earning, this is still a very weird thing for me to say and admit and feel comfortable around this concept of wanting to make more money. I do not feel that I'm a greedy person, but I feel like there is an energy behind that idea that I, you know, because I want to make more money, that I'm greedy, or that other people are going to perceive me in a certain way because I say this. And that is why I created the Money Hungry Manifesto, to say, look, I can't help others or myself if I don't have money. That's just the bottom line. Like, you need to make more money. And I think there's a psychological thing, an energetic thing behind that. And so I included this as number four for those of you who feel weird about owning the fact that you just need to make more money in general. Number five, and this kind of reiterates three and four, maximize making money in as efficient a way as possible. Efficiency in earning money is key. So I love passive income. I love it. I just got payouts this morning. It's like the best thing ever, and I have another one coming in. I love passive income. It's a lot of work up front, but there is nothing better than looking at affiliate portals and seeing that you have payouts that are coming. So I knew that this money was coming, and it is awesome to know that I'm waking up and payouts are going to come, like, hit my account. The thing is, when people make money in general, they make money in very inefficient ways, which is why I'm so excited about making money online, because even though there's a lot of work up front, after a while, when you're doing affiliate marketing or just sharing your own products, or if you're doing coaching, whatever it is that you do, it becomes very efficient and a very, very nice way to make a lot more money in a lot less time. So think about the ways that you can do that. If you're interested in affiliate marketing, I will include the Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing affiliate link in the show notes. That is a course by Michelle Schroeder Gardner. I know her. She's great. She also made $1.5 million in affiliate income last year, so pretty sure she knows what she's doing. I am going to tease her and ask her to add videos to the course, because I think it's kind of text heavy. And also, I think that her videos of traveling around the world, around the US, because she does a lot of RV travel because she lives in an RV, would be really inspirational. So that's on my list to be like, Michelle, add those videos. Anyway, be efficient in the way that you're making money. There's a reason why I switched to freelance writing, even though it can get on my nerves. It's 10 times more efficient. Tweak your goals and simplify what you're doing. So I am trying to pay off a bill. I think I was supposed to do it last month. It didn't happen. This month, I want it paid. I'm not looking at the other bills that I have. This month, I'm focusing on that one bill. I'm getting it paid. It's a little bill at this point. I just need to get it done. So sometimes we're so focused on the big picture that it can be a little like, oh my God, narrow it down, look at one thing, work on one thing at a time, and get it done. So that is my goal this month, is to pay off that one bill and just do whatever I need to do to get that done. And I'm really excited about it. Tell people what you're trying to do. Don't exist in a bubble. Like, if you're trying to pay off debt, let people know so that they can respond accordingly. A lot of times my friends are great. Like I just asked a friend about, hey, do you want to go hiking? Because really I don't have money that I want to be spending on stuff. And also I'm frugal now and I'm trying to pay off debts. So this month it's been warm all winter, but you know, now it's spring. And I was like, let's go hiking. Like that allows me and my friend to hang out. We can get some outdoors time, get some exercise in. It's very inexpensive and it's just a great time to be had. So I'm doing hiking. So get your friends involved in your financial goals. Not all of them will get it, but you should know which ones would. So be aware of that. And finally, find a community. If you're kind of struggling to meet your goals, sometimes you just need to be a part of a community that will help support you as you work towards them. So find a community that fits the goals, the financial goals that you're working towards. I have an online Facebook group called the Unapologetically Money Hungry. That group in particular is more entrepreneurship focused. It's connecting with online business people or business owners who are really trying to make more money. And the idea that I have behind the group is to help connect people with other thought leaders in the space. We'll have a speaker tomorrow with Kayla Sloan from the 10K VA. She's a virtual assistant who's consistently making $10,000 a month. And so if that's something that sounds enticing to you or interesting to you, we would love to have you join. And again, I'll have a link in the notes below. Never fear, you've got 9 more months to go. Rock out your financial goals for 2018. It's still possible. You have plenty of time. All the crazy distractions are done. Get focused, get it done, and good luck.